Listening Library presents Blood Air by Emily Wen Zhao. Read for you by Emily Wu Zeller. To Mama and Papa, for teaching me to view the world with kindness, passion, and open eyes. 1. The prison bore a sharp resemblance to the dungeons of Anastasia's childhood. Dark, wet, and made of unyielding stone that leaked grime and misery. There was blood here, too. She could sense it all, tugging at her from the jagged stone steps to the torch-blackened walls, lingering at the edges of her consciousness like an ever-present shadow. It would take so very little, a flick of her will, for her to control it all. At the thought, Anna twined her gloved fingers tighter around the worn furs of her hood and turned her attention back to the oblivious guard several paces ahead. His Vereshky bull leather boots clacked in smooth, sharp steps, and if she listened closely enough, she could hear the faint jingle of the gold leaves she'd used to bribe him in his pockets. She was not a prisoner this time. She was his customer. And that sweet rattle of coins was a constant reminder that he was, for now, on her side. Still, the torchlight cast his flickering shadow on the walls around them. It was impossible not to see this place as the fabric of her nightmares and hear the whispers that came with. Monster. Murderer. Papa would have told her that this was a place filled with demons, where the evilest men were held. Even now, almost a year after his death, Anna found her mouth running dry as she imagined.